loud enough. 3, 2, and 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Podcast!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. We are back. It is SummerSlam week. Can you feel the heat? Scotty Villa, Monday Night Mikey, UK Tom, the gang is all here. How are you, fellas?
UK Tom, Toyota Tom, U-Haul Tom.
U-Haul Tom. I'm fucking Repo Man over here. How many more gimmicks am I going to have?
You almost have as many gimmicks as Monday Night Mike.
Yeah, at least none of mine got canceled.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been fine.
I don't know. Toyota Tom probably has been pretty close to being canceled a couple of times.
Well, yeah, man. Nah, I think people love it. I think people do love when Toyota Tom comes out, because I think most people, not myself, of course, hate Brandy Rhodes.
Fucking Brandy Rhodes.
Another person never coming on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Fucking trout-faced thunder twat.
Yeah, list is getting longer and longer. No Cody, no Finn, that fucking loser. No Brandy Rhodes. Goldberg's out now. He's definitely not coming on. Scotty Villa had an epiphany that Goldberg all of a sudden is no good. So
hey, I'll take Dustin Rhodes, though. I talked to him.
There we go. The natural.
He'd stand by his brother. He'd stand by his brother, probably. He's not
coming. Well, then fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him, right? We'll get him on the list real quick, too.
Thanks for listening. Fuck you.
You know another person who's not going to be on the list?
Brother.
I was waiting for Scott. I'm like, he's got to know where we're going.
I didn't
with
know
this.
Where we were going with that. I thought maybe Sami Zayn.
with how it was announced last week with Ozzy Osbourne, Hulk Hogan's dead.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's dead.
Yeah,
we toyed with the idea of an emergency podcast for Hogan.
Yeah, so the news
pretty much decided. Pretty much decided. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, pretty much decided the internet hates us enough already. So doing a podcast dedicated to the life of Hulk Hogan didn't seem to benefit the show very much.
So it's last Thursday. I'm on my day off. I didn't discover it. A coworker texted to me saying, sorry, man. And the TMZ article of Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. And it was like, wow. Okay. So I hit up the guys who are at work during the day saying, guys, this is what's going on. Should we do an emergency podcast? And it was shot down very quickly. And I'll be honest with you. This is a safe space, right?
No, right? Far from.
I was
torn, and me being the eldest on this show, I was a little Hulkster. when I was a kid, Hulkamania was running wild. Hulkamania was the number one pro wrestler on TV for me at all times. And it was when the news hit, it didn't hit me like when like Eddie passed or when Owen passed.
Oh,
it was massive confliction for me, big time. And I wasn't sure quite how to feel. And it goes to with the two things of this massive character who's the biggest pro wrestler of all time in Hulk Hogan, the immortal Hulk Hogan, against what we've learned the last 10, 15 years in the not great human being of Terry Bollea. And we know why. He said some awful racist shit. It was made public. And he didn't do anything to say, I'm sorry. At least I don't remember. I don't remember a press tour of him coming out and saying, I'm sorry. This is not how I am. And trying to right those wrongs. He almost doubled down on it basically at times. And that doesn't work in this day and age. It just doesn't. Sure. People can change. Absolutely. There's pro wrestlers out there like Devon Dudley and Mark Henry that have said that Hogan has apologized to me personally for what he has said. And that's fine. But in the public eye, in 2025, the man Terry Bollea, I don't truly believe did enough publicly to go out and say, you know what? I said some horrible things. I learned from it. I've done everything I can to grow and learn, and I'm working towards being a better human being. And I'm actively doing that. If he did that, it was very under the cover and it wasn't made public. So that's where I was very torn with, man, a giant chunk of my childhood. Like Hulk Hogan for me was like a family member in a way of, you kind of just have to love family members when you're a kid. Like I had to love Hulk Hogan because he was the guy until I was able to figure out, oh, I can like the Macho Man Randy Savage too, or I can like Jake the Snake. And then I carved my own path with my fandom. But Hogan was the guy. Anytime I got any type of childhood wrestling related item from a family member that wasn't a wrestling fan, it was something Hulk Hogan because that they knew he was the wrestler. So mass confusion. What the fuck just happened? You guys there? Sorry, my screen just went completely blank. I lost you guys for a second. But
yeah, Scotty's out of the podcast. Now to the real take on Hulk Hogan. Yeah, there's no show. There's no In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast without Hulk Hogan, right? Like it's, you can't deny that fact. There's no modern day WWE. There's no other promotions. It wouldn't be on the global scale it is today. I can't back what that person said, and I love to try to separate the art from the artist as much as possible. But in this case, like you said, like you did nothing to make that situation better. It's not like I'm going to sit here and piss on the man's grave. Like, yeah, he has a family and friends and all those people who are really hurt in an industry of people. But you can clearly see by the 10 bell salutes that
they've been so funny.
Some people don't forget.
Yeah.
There's a big chunk of the audience in the like internet wrestling community too, who are just like, man, guy fucking sucked. Yeah. And you think of all the wrestlers whose sentiment is the same.
Yeah.
He fucking sucked. He did shitty things. And we all do. We've all done shitty things. I haven't done a level of that kind of shitty things.
No. For me, it was really tricky when I decided that I would send out a tweet to try and put into words what to say about him. Because that's why I was like, on one hand, he's a giant asshole. And on the other hand, I wouldn't be a wrestling fan without him.
I know.
Not to get too fucking dramatic here with this, but what would life look like without wrestling or Hulk Hogan? Or
We've had that talk on the show about other shitty people like Vince
McMahon.
What is it like without that person?
But I kind of was the opposite to well, not the opposite, but my reaction was very different to Scott, because my initial reaction was, I have to go to Twitter right now to see what the funny things people are saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, we are those people. Anyone who's listening to the podcast, like.
And one of the one that made me laugh the most, I have no idea who it was that said it. I don't remember, but it was, it just, all the tweet was, all it said was, not so fucking immortal now.
Oh yeah, it was good.
That one popped me. But then when I watched SmackDown and they played that fantastic video package, that's when I got a little bit, oh shit, Hogan's, he's actually dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It, and like, I mean, kudos to WWE's video team. We always say that they are the best in the business and the video was always going to be fantastic, but it was, yeah, it was really watching, but like Mike said, watching some of the faces on the Ten Bell salutes were very funny.
Yeah.
You want two UK Tom fun facts about Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
Yes.
The first Hulk Hogan match I ever saw a lot on TV, because by the time I started watching wrestling, he was long gone from WWE. It was 2000 when I started watching.
Okay, yep.
So the first and only WCW pay-per-view I ordered was Bash at the Beach 2000 with Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, awful. Awful. That's so, where Jarrett lays down, that's right?
My, yeah.
Yeah.
So my that was my first experience seeing Hulk Hogan, quote-unquote, live without a video or a DVD watching. But the last time I saw him live was in person at his last ever match.
Whoa.
In Manchester.
TNA show?
TNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a 6-man tag. He was not wearing his wrestling gear.
Did he come out to Eye of the Tiger?
He may have done.
Because there's a video going around that his last ever match, and it wasn't TNA and it was a 6-man, he came out to Eye of the Tiger, which is wild to me.
I don't remember if he came out to it. I 100% remember them playing it.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, all my vivid memory of is two things of, holy fuck, that's Hulk Hogan in the ring. Cool. And then, what the fuck are you wearing?
He just wore like jeans and a shirt, right?
Whatever they were like bright red pants, like bright red. So, tricky guy.
And that's the thing. So I'm watching SmackDown. We're going to talk SummerSlam here in a second. I'm watching SmackDown because that's the first WWE show since the announcement that Hulk Hogan has died. And we get the 10 bell salute. And then I think we get two video packages. Or sorry, three video packages, one right after the 10 bell salute, and then two just of like big moments and then a bunch of stats.
Yeah.
And I thought, what the fuck is this? You're touting him as the biggest wrestler of all time, the biggest superstar of all time, and he gets two video packages and that's it. Like, what the fuck? Like that, it's Hulk Hogan. It's the immortal Hulk Hogan, the guy that built your brand. Yeah. But
did
as
you
the
remember
show,
then that he is a racist?
See, that's the thing. As the show is going on, I'm like, yeah, they can't do that. They can't really dedicate a show to him because, like, in a full 2-hour show, just all Hulk Hogan, because he's done some terrible things. And if he didn't do those terrible things or didn't get caught doing those terrible things, I think it would have been different. I think it would have been like a Benoit type of show, right? Where you've got, and then that's the thing too. Like, they probably don't do these massive shows anymore because the last time they did it, it didn't turn out well because it was the Benoit show. And as that show is airing, they're finding out the real details of what happened. So come Monday when they do it again, the 10 bell salute, the video packages, it was very much more like, I get it, they can't do a 2-hour tribute to Hulk Hogan. And again, that's what the internet's for, that's what the YouTube videos are for, and the network on Netflix, you can put compilations together, you can go find Hulk. I watched Hulk Hogan matches this weekend. I watched WrestleMania 18. And why? He's part of my childhood. I mean, the crowd reactions are great. I watched when he beat Triple H in, what was it, 2002 for the Undisputed Championship after
somewhere. Awful idea.
I've only seen that match once. I've been itching to see it. I was like, how does he beat Triple H for that Undisputed Championship? And then I went and watched it. It was fine. And yeah, it's Hulk Hogan's gone, guys. He's dead.
SummerSlam's not gone.
No.
Nope. SummerSlam. Biggest party of the summer.
Ooh, it's going to be. Can you feel the heat? Guys, two
nights. It feels to me that they're trying to make up for a somewhat crappy WrestleMania with this SummerSlam card.
For me, they have to. They have to. WrestleMania as a whole was an average show. It wasn't good and it wasn't bad. It was average. So SummerSlam needs to be a fucking hit. I'm excited for SummerSlam.
What do we got, Mike?
Well, let's talk about SummerSlam this Saturday. Night one card. Start with Sami Zayn, who gives a fuck, versus what's this guy's name? Karrion Kross. Never heard of him.
Karrion Kross is going to, he needs to win.
If you're fucking serious about Karrion Kross, if you don't do it here, you're just going to let this guy go.
I mean, he should have won in Saudi, so maybe they'll give it to him in the stadium in the States instead.
Scotty, what do you think? You must be torn.
I'm quite torn. I'm very torn. These are my two top guys. Love these guys.
You have to pick Sami Zayn. There's,
yeah, you know what, Tom has to put it through. You have to pick Sami Zayn.
Every single Sami Zayn pay per view match, you have to pick Sami Zayn.
So then, who do you have to pick? Who do you have to pick?
I don't dick ride anybody like you ride Sami Zayn.
I've never ridden Sami's dick. Not once. I've been
numerous episodes here.
Healthy supporter. I've maybe been his jock strap, or I've been a healthy supporter of Sami Zayn, but
you pick it, Sami Zayn.
I guess if that's the rules, I was gonna pick Karrion Kross, but I guess
no. You got to pick Sami.
Mike, are you going Kross?
We'll check in with.
I'm going Karrion Kross. Yeah.
We'll check with Bubba La Love Sponge to see if you've been riding. Sami Zayn or not.
We got jokes. Coming up next, Roman Reigns and Jey Uso versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed.
I want Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed to win this, but I don't think they will.
I don't know if they will either, but I think it makes the most sense to have them go over.
Oh, fuck it. I'm never going to win Booker of the Year anyway, so I'm going to pick them.
I'm also picking them.
Really?
Yeah. And OTC is my guy, but I fucking hate Jey Uso.
Hey, Scotty, you have to pick Jey Uso for every Jey Uso pay-per-view match going forward.
Scotty, we're just going to tell you who to pick moving forward. Don't worry about picking today.
If I lose Booker of the Year because of one of these bullshit rules, I'm going to be real pissed off.
Okay, you can.
But I am picking
to Jey Uso.
I am picking Roman and Jey to win. But I think they're going to get beat down afterwards.
It looks like this match is going to be the main event, which I'm not too happy about.
I think we get Gunther and Punk at main events.
I hope so, but on the Netflix, it's the match that shows for Saturday night. It's not the world title match.
See, I think it rotates because I've seen people tweeting about, oh, this match is advertised as the main event. And then it's this match the next day. So it just rotates.
What did Sean Ross Sapp say about it?
Who gives a fuck?
No, I'm still sticking with my guns.
You going with the Bronze?
I think it should be a heel heavy show on
I want
on
the Bronze Saturday. To win too.
Yeah, I think so. Next up, Scotty Villa's favorite match of the entire weekend, Randy Orton and his favorite jelly roll versus Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. Is it Drew McIntyre?
No.
That's a fun thing to watch online. Allegedly, Drew lost his passport in the UK and hasn't been able to find it and is stuck at home and can't get back to the States right now. My guess is that the Fed and the government are stepping in to get this done so he can get there. But what a weird circumstance. What does happen if he can't show up?
Then they replace him with
Santos Escobar.
Santos Escobar getting the call up of a lifetime.
I think it's irrelevant. Whoever it is, it's going to be Randy Orton and Jelly Roll that win anyway.
Yep. He's been putting in the work, that Jelly Roll, you know.
We're going to see a 450 splash from Jelly Roll.
Woo!
That's just his weight.
Not anymore.
Well, that guy's, he's still got to be 400 pounds.
I mean, maybe, but
yeah. That's just the amount of girls like, I mean, that's on him.
My favorite text message of all time. Jelly Roll is the grossest human being I've ever seen.
You know, he's for sure wearing Rikishi's gear.
Oh, could you imagine?
We can only, I would love nothing more, man. I would, you know what? That would give him so much kudos if that's the case.
Man, I was Drew McIntyre,
he's going to wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Next up. Tiffany Stratton versus Jade Cargill for the WWE Women's Championship.
Jade Cargill.
Is it Jade's time?
What a horrible build-up to this match. This match has been not been built at all.
Has there been a build-up for this?
No, that's exactly it. There's been no build-up. We're going to get a face-to-face on SmackDown this week, and that's it. It has been awful to the point where when Mike says that, oh, this match is coming up, we're going, oh, this is still a match. Wow, wild.
I'm going Jade. I think they're going to put the strap on her. Oh, that's a strange sentence. That's not what I meant.
I'm going with Tiffany retaining.
I'm going Tiffany as well.
Interesting. That surprises me.
I just don't think we're there.
I think Jade. Because the build hasn't been big enough, we're not going to give it to Jade right now. We got to actually build this story, whatever story up for her to win. So.
Can make for a good feud.
Good, yeah. That would be
maybe a double turn. Tiffany turns heel, Jade turns or stays. I don't know.
Tiffany's such a better heel, in my opinion. That yeah. I yeah. don't like this pretend baby face run she's been on. Just let her be the Barbie-ified bitch that she was in NXT.
Yeah.
We'll get back there. I think you're right. The double turn could be happening here.
Yeah.
All right. Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez versus Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
We got new tag team champions on this one.
Agreed. Until they split and fight each other, you're right.
Mm. Although you can make a case for them keeping the titles on Roxanne and Raquel, because Liv's not coming back anytime soon, as far as we know. From what we've been told, is she's out for a while, and it keeps Raquel and Roxanne relevant. Because right now the Judgment Day have a ton of titles. They got tag team titles. They got the Intercontinental titles. So, you know, I think it works well with that group having titles and championships. But I think you got to pull the trigger on Charlotte and Alexa. So,
I'm very excited for you to listen back to the
pod. Me too.
Where it is a gap of you not talking.
What happened?
And me and Tom talking shit on your opinion and it never mattering. And you came back and you were still yakking on about it. And we said, whatever you're saying is irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun.
Have fun for that.
I'm leaving it in. Sorry about that. I don't know what it was fine on mine. Like, anyway, going. I'm going Alexa.
Charlotte and Alexa.
I'm also going Charlotte and Alexa.
Word.
All right. Tom, did you pick?
Charlotte and Alexa.
Yeah, all right. Moving on. To Gunther versus CM Punk for the WWE World Championship.
I don't know.
I think this will be one of the matches that people will be talking about. One of the two after this weekend. I think I said it before on the show, that Punk is going to work up to Gunther and Gunther's going to make Punk work up to him. And it's going to be $1 million. It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic match. It's going to be stiff. It's going to be violent. You're going to see the age of Punk catching up to him and Gunther taking advantage of that. And you're going to get Punk doing a huge comeback and Gunther's going to cut it off real quick and put an end to the match. Gunther's retaining.
I'm picking CM Punk and I'm not happy about it.
I'm picking Punk because I still think Seth is going to show up and cash in. To lean into, I'll never let you be a world champion.
So you're
I think it's so obvious.
You're going Seth's not hurt?
I do. Yeah, I don't think Seth's hurt.
Wow. I mean,
I'm already behind as well, but I think it's a better for the storyline. And I'll probably be wrong, but.
That would be a hell of a way Punk to get that off win,
but Seth's gonna cash in, continue this feud.
Interesting. All right, cool. I've got it done. Yeah, I've got it down. We're good.
Which takes us to Sunday night.
Sunday night. I don't know why I said that.
We got, what is this? What is this here? I've never seen this before either. The Wyatt Six guys. You know what these guys are?
Oh, yeah, tag team champions. Okay. Tag team champions on SmackDown.
Oh my. Versus Andrade and Rey Fénix. Versus the Street Profits. Versus the Motor City Machine Guns. Versus Fraxium. Fraxium is such an awful name.
So dumb.
And versus DIY in a TLC match. Another dumb. Talk about matches that could steal the weekend.
You can imagine how fucking happy I was when this was announced.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put this kind of shit on TV instead of WrestleMania, so they owe us. We are owed this.
I am assuming that the Wyatt Six are going to retain. But including the rest of the Wyatt Six, there's 16 people involved in this match. If y'all don't give me some crazy fucking bumps, I'm going to write a letter.
They'll write a letter, and it'll be from Toyota Tom. I mean, that letter will most definitely hurt your feelings.
Oh, Mike, who do you got in this match?
I mean, much like Karrion Kross, you gotta fucking keep the Wyatt Six relevant. So, yeah, I'm with you, K Tom. I think the Wyatt Six have to retain here.
My heart wants the Motor City Machine Guns. I think it'll be an awesome
real
moment.
Tag team.
Real tag team.
Like a hell of a wrestling tag team, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm with you guys. I think the Wyatt Six will hold on for at least one more pay-per-view and then maybe lose it in Paris. So we're all going Wyatt Six for the massive TLC match at SummerSlam.
Dominic Mysterio versus AJ Styles for the Intercontinental Championship.
I'm very curious about this match. I'm very curious to see how it goes because right now, Dom's got a lot of momentum on his side after his appearance at AAA. People are talking about him like he's the next big star, as they should. I think AJ's doing the job on this one, though, guys. I think Dom's retaining.
I think Dom is also retaining.
I originally was picking AJ, and then I think they heard that pop that Dominic Mysterio got, switched it. So I'm also going Dominic.
So Dominic's up for the AAA championship at their next show, correct?
Yes.
You got to think he's going to win, then he's going to be holding that AAA title and the Intercontinental title. It just makes things so much better for him. So,
don't see them taking it off of Vikingo.
Don't think so?
I don't think so either. No.
Especially with Vikingo being a heel for the first time.
And Dominic won't split his time.
Interesting.
Like, I don't think they'll have him split his time. So,
yeah. Okay.
All right. Solo Sikoa versus Jacob Fatu in a steel cage for the U.S. Championship. Jacob.
Should be.
I'm going that way, too. I think it'll be Jacob. Steel cages don't do anything for me in the WWE anymore. Give me a Hell in a Cell. That's the real steel cage now. So we're all going Fatu?
Yeah.
Do we see anything? Because there's a lot of guys on the
No, solo. There'll be shenanigans galore.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of guys on the solo bloodline. So is anybody else coming up to help Jacob Fatu that's not Jimmy?
Yes.
Who?
Well, could be a million miles away, but there's been some interesting WrestleCon cancellations today.
Oh, do we want to talk about this?
I don't know.
Do we? Interesting. Well,
come on now.
I'm probably wrong. I'm putting two and two together and getting seven, but Haku and Rikishi are now not turning up at rest this weekend.
Your dream. Your Sunday dream night. Is for both Haku and Rikishi to show up.
And they are not showing up at on the Sunday night. And also it's the 25-year anniversary this year of Rikishi's cage dive. So
we're thinking Rikishi's going to give me my fade to black moment. Lock it in. Lock it in.
I mean,
big things coming at SummerSlam, guys.
Yeah. So
I've never been more happy to hear Tom drop that. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Could be nothing. Could be something.
No, it's everything. I'm getting my moment.
I'd love to see
Haku. I deserve it.
I'd love to see Haku show up.
We all know what I'd love to see. Fade to black. Moving on to a match I don't give two fucks about. I can't believe I'm watching it again. Becky Lynch versus Lyra Valkyria.
No DQ, again, baby.
Who gives a fuck?
This is no DQ.
The match
as well.
Will be good, but yeah. Why have they put all the gimmick matches on Sunday night? I don't understand what they're doing.
It doesn't make sense to me either. Sorry, go ahead. You were saying?
I said I don't give a fuck. So
I think it'll be a good match, but
you do?
The rest have been very good.
I enjoy Lyra a lot. She's very, very good.
When she's not talking, yes.
Last week was bad.
I'm going to go Becky.
So that means if Becky wins, then Lyra can't challenge for that championship while Becky holds it, correct?
Yes. I can't see them having a two-time women's Intercontinental champion already.
Okay. Yep. That's fair.
Good call. That's a great call.
I'm going to go Becky too.
It helps for the push,
too.
Though.
Yeah, I'm going to go Becky too. At some point, Lyra might be able to come back around if Becky loses the title and Bayley's involved somehow too. So
maybe we get a female El Grande Americana.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Might as well. Do you think Bayley
gets involved? Fucking awesome.
I don't know what's going to happen with Bayley.
Mike, who do you got?
Nothing. Becky Lynch.
Going Becky, okay.
I'll be sure to get a gross amount of Wendy's for this match and take the longest dump during it. It's no disrespect to the women. It's just the booking of it. This pod still brought to you by Wendy.
You gotta take Wendy's. That Jey Uso during that match.
Yes. This show's awesome.
This is about
it. More people should listen to it.
They really should. More people will if everyone hits that share button. I'm just saying. More people will hear it and find out about it if that share button's used every time we post. But anyway, go on. That ain't my host pod.
All right. We got Naomi versus Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky.
Naomi.
I'm very excited for this match.
Me too.
Me too.
Naomi has to think it's chest routine.
Why?
She just won it.
That doesn't mean shit.
I feel like one of those ones where the character is working, the heel run's working. She's doing a great job of getting people to boo her. If you cut it off at the legs now, you've just ended her push and her run completely, in my opinion. So Naomi has to win. Yeah, right. Naomi has to win because we still don't have Rhea ever beating Io. And if she pins Naomi, she still hasn't beaten Io. And it's kind of like, well, you still haven't beat me, even though you got the championship. You never beat me. And Rhea's not pinning Io in a triple threat to finally get her victory. I just feel like it's got to stay to Naomi. It's just got to stay that way. I don't think they're putting the belt back on Io yet. So
I don't want it on Rhea.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the time away. I'm enjoying her having to climb back into winning that championship. So
I think she needs the Charlotte Flair treatment. Go be a tag champion. Go for the mid-card titles. Stay the fuck away from the world title.
I'm good with that. My only worry is they're selling pushing shirt. Her like a star.
Yes.
Oh, you guys make really good points. You really do. Because the Rhea over Io is the move. You're right.
Yeah,
you are right. That's the move. Sure. Yeah, Naomi.
We're all going
that point is very fucking solid. If Rhea's getting it, it's pinning Io.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like Io to beat him again.
Oh, I'd love Io to be champion.
Yeah. Nothing I love more than Io as champion. But
especially because then it would be Stephanie Vaquer and Io in Paris.
That would be awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right, too.
I'm still going with Naomi, but
yeah, I'm not ready for this run, this push to end for Naomi. So I'm going Naomi.
And finally, the match everyone's looking forward to.
Who gives a fuck?
The king of pro wrestling, our Lord and Savior, John Cena versus Cody Rhodes.
Do it all to get them off the feet.
In a street fight for the undisputed WWE Championship. That's enough. Let's not keep doing it. Yuck.
Yuck.
Talk about shenanigans. This is the match for it.
But what are the shenanigans? They've made this a street fight for a reason.
Baby.
John Cena doesn't have any buddies. Cody Rhodes is kind of doing his own thing. He doesn't have any reason to have buddies because it's just him and John. What are the shenanigans going to be?
I agree. I'm with Tom. Dwayne's going to take off a new weight belt and whip him again.
I'm not on that boat. I don't see it. I don't see it happening.
It's been a long time since Dwayne turned up on WWE TV and fucked everything up. So
yeah,
it's about
so don't
time.
Do it now.
We're overdue for a idiot fucking everything up.
Are we getting the final boss to help John Cena, or are we getting The Rock from the debut on Netflix where he's like, me and Cody are buds. I don't know what you guys are talking about. We're best friends. We had a drink earlier. What Rock are we getting?
Do we know how the sales are for the first Survivor Series in a stadium?
No.
Are the tickets even on sale yet?
I don't know, but I'm very excited for that show.
But if they're not selling very well, do we get Cody, Cena, Dwayne, Triple Threat?
See, I don't buy into that because when The Rock came back at Elimination Chamber, the report was that they called The Rock in to bump up ticket sales, but the fucking Sky Dome was almost sold out when that happened before The Rock was even brought in. So people have like debunked that story. So I don't know if that's the case now where it's like, oh, ticket sales are slow, bring in Dwayne. So,
or maybe that's their way to sell out the first Survivor Series in a stadium.
I mean, sure. I mean, you can do that with Cody Rhodes.
No, you could not.
You can do that.
Here is a walking. Here is a walking steroid. Go and buy tickets.
Man, I'm so excited for Cody to win this match. He's going to get the championship back. All will be right in the wrestling world again. We've got the American Nightmare back on top. Cody Rhodes bringing that championship home. Very excited for it. Come on, Cody. Here we go.
Finish your story, Cody. Again.
I'll read that book.
Never-ending story.
I'll read that book every day.
I think I said on the pod before, like, fuck, are they just going to end John Cena's career with him wrestling The Rock thrice in a lifetime?
In Boston? I think because who the fuck else can work with him in his last match?
Gunther. I think if he's a babyface, it's got to be Gunther.
I don't think he's going to be. He is ending a babyface.
He's ending absolutely. A
babyface. Ooh,
Gunther's going to kill him.
Do we get a double turn at SummerSlam? Do we finally get Cody as a heel?
No.
You don't kill Superman.
I hope so.
You don't kill Superman.
You shoot him squarely in the face.
They did kill Superman. They killed him.
And they brought him back so many times. They brought him back. They're like, this is a huge mistake. We're not killing Superman again. So Cody Rhodes is going to win.
I'm going Cody Rhodes.
I'm going to say John's retaining because he's my Lord and Savior and the King of Pro Wrestling.
I fucking hate your guts. Hate your guts for that.
Yeah.
SummerSlam, guys, what do you think? Send us your picks. Let us know what you think of our picks and your picks. Are you watching SummerSlam this week? Are you watching WWE Untold on Netflix dropping today? Tuesday is when it came out. Tom is not. I'm probably going to fire it up tonight.
I will also watch it.
And it'll be a fun time.
We'll see everybody at Reaper Wrestling next Friday, August the 8th.
Yes, you will. The In My House podcast will be there. You can find us on our socials at In My House Pod. This has been the In My House Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.